343.
Prohibit the use and purchase of neonicotinoid pesticides by the City of Portland, amend integrated pest management strategies, and urge retailers operating within the city to label plants, seeds, and products containing neonicotinoid pesticides.
Any comments before we vote?
Mayor, I wonder if you would entertain a motion, if it's okay with the rest of my colleagues, to add an emergency clause. It is a public health issue, and we'd like to get started on the pilot project as soon as possible.
Second.
So it's been moved and seconded to add the emergency clause. Discussion, roll call to add the clause.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, the emergency clause has been added, and roll call on the emergency ordinance.
Fish.
Commissioner Fritz, congratulations to you and your team and your leadership on this important issue, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I'm pleased to report that Portland Fire and Rescue does not use neonicotinoids in dealing with bed bug issues. In fact, I'm also pleased to say they don't have much of a bed bug issue, period. But when they do, they use heat. So anyway, I'm pleased to support this ban. I think it's an important step towards helping our bee population. Aye.
Novick.
I'm relieved to hear that Portland Fire and Rescue doesn't have a bed bug problem. That was, I appreciate Commissioner Saltzman checking that out. And thanks to Commissioner Fritz for striking a blow for the bees.
Oh, sorry.
Forgot to vote, aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, colleagues, and thank you to the advocates who've sat faithfully through our long hearing this morning to wait and watch the vote. And just for those watching at home, adding the emergency clause means it goes into effect immediately rather than taking 30 days as a regular ordinance would. And so we want to get started on, not striking a blow for the bees or at the bees, but making sure that we continue to build on the work of former Commissioner Mike Lindberg, who established the integrated pest management system at parks. And we will continue to look about how can we be even safer in how we look after our environment. And so thank you very much to Beyond Toxics, the Zuxi Society, the Center for Biological Diversity, and Audubon for your partnership on this. Thank you to John Reed, the Integrated Pest Manager at Portland Parks and Recreation, Eric Schaffner, who is the city attorney, who looked this over and provided some extremely constructive suggestions. Christina Nieves in my office was very helpful as we were pulling it together. Most of the credit needs to go to Tom Bizzo, my chief of staff, who led this project and coordinated it, and I think we're doing another good thing for the citizens of Portland and indeed for Oregon, United States, maybe the entire world. Aye.
Hales.
Thank you for your leadership on this, Commissioner Fritz. I mentioned my dad was a beekeeper. He kept bees at my parents' place out in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and every year when the apple trees blossomed, the honey would take on that flavor of the apple blossoms. And I still remember that, and I remember really learning about that miraculous process from just watching him as an amateur beekeeper. And it's important that we as a nation maintain that critical piece of our agriculture, but also that we could be good stewards of nature in general. And we find out that there may be a particularly pernicious effect of some chemical that we're using or some practice that we have, it's the right and responsible thing to do to take early action, and that's what you've done here. So I'm really glad that you took this on. Very pleased to vote aye.